A recent survey by the health insurer Cigna found that we as Americans are lonely, especially youth. The type of loneliness we're talking about, though, isn't just a feeling that goes away after a few hours or days. Research in recent years is suggesting that for many young people, loneliness is a chronic ache, which affects their daily lives. Dr. Dan Criz, a clinical psychologist who specializes in working with children and youth, believes that loneliness is one of the greatest risks facing our kids today. And recently, he and a colleague launched a website for parents to help them find friends for their children using matching technology similar to Match.com. The site is called Friendemetry. I have a hard time saying that. Dr. Criz was raised in Boise. He attended the University of Idaho, and he did his residency at Boise's Warm Springs Counseling Center. He now lives and works in Bend, Oregon, and he is joining me on the telephone to talk more about his findings as well as the website. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm sorry that I didn't say the name of your website right. I just have a hard time saying it. Friendemetry.
It's friendometry.
Friendometry.
It is a mouthful, but okay. One of our barriers was finding a domain. It is extremely hard to do nowadays.
Well, I like it. It's just I have to keep thinking geometry, and then it comes to me. So, Dr. Criz, tell me how you came to realize that loneliness is such a huge issue with our kids.
Yeah, I appreciate your introduction. Sums up the service pretty well. I have been working with children and families since 2002 at a variety of different capacities. And one of the commonalities in all the children and families that I work with is a significant problem of a child feeling lonely. And loneliness doesn't necessarily mean that someone is doesn't have friends. It just means that they're feeling alone. And a lot of the kids that I started working with, whether they had a traumatic brain injury or autism or ADHD, learning disabilities, or some type of a neurological condition, many of them struggled with loneliness. And a part of that component was that they didn't have friends. They had trouble either finding, making, or sustaining friendships. And I saw the negative consequences that it had on their mood, and it can be very debilitating for kids and for families.
And as I was doing research on this, that's what I found is that it can have a physical impact. I mean, you can get physically ill from loneliness. I mean, this has a huge impact. And when we talk about our kids, and I know in some things with you, what you have said too is that you have parents who constantly come to you and they're so concerned about this. And being a parent myself, I think it's one of your biggest fears is that will your kid fit in? Will they have friends? You know, because we've all been kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I get those questions almost daily, and my answer is always yes. You know, if the child and family put in the work and they access their tribe, so to speak, or find the right friend connection, they will develop a quality friendship.
Let's talk about that, though, because that's the thing right there, right? Is it's finding those quality friendships and finding that friend, because sometimes you don't really need a lot of friends. You just need one or two good friends. But in the world that we live in today, it used to be that you went to school and you found your friends there, and that's not necessarily the case anymore. And are you running into that in your practice with these kids?
Absolutely, and that's what led to me launching Friendometry is I found myself making a lot of recommendations around how to develop friendships, and so there's lots of interventions to intervene to improve social skills or to attend social skills groups. And lots of tips and things you can do for kids that have difficulty with making or finding friends. But the one missing mechanism or tool was, where do you go to find these kids? And sometimes their classmates isn't the right fit. So there is not a mechanism out there until now. And that's one of the reasons why I launched it. I actually had this idea about 10 years ago, and I kept checking the internet every few years, and I was like, no one else is doing this. I'm going to do it. Why not me?
Good for you, right?
And so I'm very proud of it, and I do feel that it fills in a gap in service delivery for children and families.
I'm speaking with Dr. Dan Criss. He is a clinical psychologist, but also recently launched a website for parents that helps them match their kids with friends, kind of like a match.com type of thing. So walk me through the website. I was able to get on it yesterday, and it's a really engaging website, first off, for parents. But to be clear, this website is for parents to find friends for their children within their community, correct?
Correct, yeah. It's completely parent-driven. And one thing that I would like to emphasize that is secure and safe. It's also simple and effective. And so parents go onto the website. They complete a profile for their child of all their personality characteristics. It's very strengths-based. And we collect information regarding their interests and their personality characteristics. And then we match them to other kids in their geographical area, and we use that technology to match them to, you type in Boise and it pulls up all the profiles in Boise, and it's, you have an anonymous profile, and then you internally message back and forth, the parent does, with other parents until they feel comfortable of taking that relationship offline for a play date, and then we have lots of safety tips and tools to make that first friend connection successful. So that's in short, that's how it works.
And you know, one of my, and you answered this, but one of my first thoughts was, okay, how safe is this? Because we're dealing with our kids.
Yep, it is. And there's no way to completely avoid all safety risks, but we have taken some safety measures to lock down the site and make that secure. And we also collect a credit card from the parents so we know who exactly is using the site in case we ever needed that information. And currently there is a fee of $20 a year, and we use that money to go back into marketing so we can increase the volume of kids that are using, or parents that are using the site, so there's more options for parents and families when they use the site.
And how successful has the site been at this point? And first off, I guess, how long has it been up and running?
It's been up and running for about a month, and so we are, I would consider this stage in business development as an awareness campaign. We definitely have people signing up. I think a success story that I've heard from a parent is oftentimes clinically I hear parents saying, what else can I be doing? You know, they're always asking, can I do more? They almost feel like they're failing their child if they're not trying everything. And this is something that's giving them some peace of mind that they are doing what they are, what they can, and that they're trying hard to create friendships for their kids. So it gives the parents some satisfaction of that they're doing what they can, and it also helps them find friend connections for their kids.
And you know what I appreciated about this was that, you know, you said this goes beyond just children, you know, who may have an autism disorder, may have epilepsy, may have ADHD. This is for any kid who might, you know, maybe feel a little quirky, or just every kid out there. I had a conversation with one of my children and I said, you know, every kid feels lonely. And it doesn't matter if they're the most popular kid on the schoolyard, I will guarantee you there are days they feel like they don't have any friends.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's it's a human experience. And one of the things that I wanted to do is to dissect loneliness in the patient population that I work with and identify a gap, a tool that could potentially help a child feel less lonely. So think of a child that does have friends that feels lonely. They can bounce back pretty quickly from feeling lonely. And then there's a child who doesn't have friends, who's maybe experienced some bullying or peer rejection, and they're feeling lonely. It's much harder for that child to bounce back from that loneliness. And that's what I am attempting to address.
Well, it is definitely a forward-thinking way for parents to help their children make these connections. I appreciate your time today. Dr. Dan Criss has been my guest. He's a clinical psychologist based in Bend, was raised in Boise. Say your website so I don't get it wrong.
It's friendometry.com, and I would like to offer all of your listeners a free membership. If they type in the discount code admin with admin, A-D-M-I-N with a capital A, they can get a free membership and check it out and give me some feedback. I'm happy to provide this service for all Idahoans.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.